Today's daf Shavua Shir in Yerushalmi is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver, Olea Shalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition in Brachas on daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis in the middle of the last line with the words Tamon Amrin. In the Vilna edition, it is on daf Yud Aleph. Our Gemara begins with two different minhagim, a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi concerning the saying of the third parsha of Krishma, Vayomer, the parsha of Tzitzis, during Maariv. And the Gemara is referencing a machlokas that we find in the Bavli, in Brachas Daf Yudalid Amid Beis, and it would be kedai to learn that Gemara inside to get a full appreciation of how the Yerushalmi relates to what is written there in the Bavli. We will be learning the sugya according to the Haredim. There are various references to Hocha here and Hossam there, or Tamon there, and we will always be going with the gears of the Haredim, whether we're referring to the B'nai Bavel or we're referring to the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. So it begins the Gemara, Tamon Amrin, there they said, as the Haredim tells us three lines from the bottom, Bebavel or Bebavli, Ulekam and Maisinami, Bebavli Perig Beis, Yadalim Beis, Pluk to the Rabbanan there, it's all Rabbanan the Bavel. There's a machlokus. What is the Shita of the Chachamim of Tamon of there in Bavel? Lo Yaskel Veyoymer. That one does not begin the third parsha of Kriyishma of Vayomer. Vayomer said in the morning, but in the evening, according to the B'nai Bavel, it is not said. Let us see the Haredim inside, two lines from the bottom. Lo Yaskel, Pirish Rashi. So Rashi in the Bavli explains, Ein Tzorich Lahaskel Parshas Vayomer Arvis. That a person does not have to begin the Parsha of Vayomer at night. Why? The Kiv in the Parsha of Tzitzis, Ein in the Heges Belayla, since it says in the Parsha of Tzitzis, Ureisim, I say, that you have to see the Tzitzis. And therefore, Lila, which is a time of darkness where one does not see the Tzitzis, there's no Chiv of Tzitzis at night, and therefore there's no Chiv to say the Parsha of Tzitzis at night. So that's the minig of the Bavli, that you don't say Vayomer. And then the Haredim continues, that's how this Gemara, this Machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi comes in our sugya, because we just learned the Mishnah where Ben Zoma said that Laman Tiskers Yom Tzeiskum Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yumechayecha refers to the Leilos, that Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Beleilos, as our Mishnah began. And therefore, both in the Bavli and further on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph in our Yerushalmi, they ask that Lechaira, the Mishnah that we learned here, Halacha Vav, Maskirin Tzias Mitzrayim Beleilos, is difficult on this Hanhaga of the Bavloyim. How could you not say Vayomer? You have to be Maskirin Tzias Mitzrayim Beleilos. And we'll see what the Gemara will answer. Continues the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. The Im Hiskel Goymer, the Shita of the Bavloyim, is that if you did begin it, you don't have to begin it. You don't have to say the whole Parsha of Vayomer. But if you began it, then you're Goymer. What the Bavli is trying to exclude is the Hanhag of the Yerushalmi. Because, as the Haredim brings down, the Minigan Yerushalayim was to say an abridged version. True, we don't mention tzitzis at night, but we have to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, they would say the following. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Lamar, Daber al B'nai Yisrael v'amarto aleihem. And then instead of speaking about tzitzis, Ani Hashem alekeichem, Asher otzeisi eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Li yos lochem lelokim, Ani Hashem alekeichem emes. The Yerushalmi made a abridged version of the third parsha of Krishma. The Bavli said either or. Either you don't say anything, or if you start it, then you're not dole. You don't skip anything. It's not proper to begin the third parsha of Krishma and skip. If you started it, then you have to be Goymer. Then you have to say the whole thing. Let's see the Haredim inside. the top Kareidim, right-hand column, Vim Hischel lo yedalik v'yoymer Hashem, Dabar l'bnei Yisrael v'amar talem, Asher etzeis eschem etzitram l'yoshchem l'yikim, Kedei l'haskin yitzis mitraim v'loy tzitzis. In other words, maybe you should skip tzitzis, but still mention yitzis mitraim. Ala goymer. Once you started, you finished the whole thing. Shein roi lufsa l'yedalik even dischel. Since you started, it's not proper to skip. You have to do the whole thing. Continues the Gemara. V'rabbonon, and here the Kareidim's girsa is, V'rabbonon dehocha derabbonon, over here, Amrin maschil vein agoymer, the Rabbonim of Eretz Yisrael, as we mentioned, disagree, and they make an abridged version. They don't mention tzitzis, but they mention tzitzis mitzrayim, so they're maschil, and they're not goymer. Now, if we hold like the Bavloyim, that you don't start it, then you also don't say Emes V'Emuna. And this is said in the Bavli Bracha Stuff Yudal and Amid Beis. Because we end off the third parsha of Vayomer, Ani Hashem Lekechem, Emes. That Emes is really part of Emes V'Emuna, or in the morning it's part of Emes V'Yatziv. And the reason is because we have a pasuk that tells us that Hashem Emes, that we have to unite the word of Ani Hashem Elokeichem with the word Emes. Now, if you don't say Vayomer, and you're not saying Ani Hashem Elokeichem, then you don't continue with Emes Emuna either. And that's why the Gemara now asks, Masnisen Pligal Rabbanan, our Mishnah of Maskirin Yitzis Trambalelis, L'chaira argues under Rabbanan, Dehosam. This is the girsa of the Charedim, not as we have it in our Gemara Dehocha. Our Mishnah is difficult under Rabbanan in Bavel, because our Mishnah says Maskirin Yitzis Mitzrayim. And according to the Rabbanim in Bavel, it's Lo Yaskel, you shouldn't begin. And you don't say V'yomer at all. And if you don't say V'yomer, as we explained, you don't end off Hashem Elokeichem Emes, you don't go into Emes Emunah. So Einach Hanami, in Emes Emunah itself, you have mention of Yitzis Mitzrayim, as the pasuk says, Hamakeh Bevrosta Kol Bechor Mitzrayim, with all his wrath, the Rebbe Hashem hit the Bechor Mitzrayim, Vayoyitzi Yisam Yisrael Mitoichem Bechor Yisraelim. He took out the Bnei Yisrael from the Bechor Mitzrayim to an everlasting freedom. So if we could say Emes V'Emuna without saying the third parsha of Krishma, then it would not be difficult under Rabbanim. But since they're linked together, so not only don't we mention Yitzis Mitzrayim in the third parsha, according to Bavel, we don't say Emes V'Emuna, so we're again not mentioning Yitzis Mitzrayim. And our Mishnah says, Beferish, Maskirin Yitzis Mitzrayim Beleos, so we have Akasha, as the Girsa of the Kareidim is, Masnisim Pligal Rabbanim Dehosam. Our Mishnah is difficult under Rabbanim of Bavel. Says the Gemara, Rav Bo said over in the name of Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rav, that in such a case where you're not saying Vayoyim and you're not saying Emes V'Emuna either, you say something else. And the Bavli has a similar nusach. Let's first see the nusach of the Yerushalmi. Ma'idim anachnu lach, we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that right, the son of Mitzrayim, you took us out of Mitzrayim, the son of Beis Avodim, and you redeemed us from the house of slavery. Lahoidos l'shimcha, to give thanks to your name. The nusach in the Bavli, there on Yudal Ramad Beis, is a little more extensive. Moed manachal loch Hashem alikenu, shahoy to son of Eretz Mitzrayim, u the son of Beis Avodim, vasisa lanu nisnimu gvurois, and you did miracles and mighty deeds for us, al hayom, on the Yamsuf, visharnu loch, and we sang to you. And the Charedim brings down that Rashi in Bracha says, what is the song that we sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is in Divrei HaMaskil Mibeis Avodim, approximately 20 lines from the top. It says the Charedim, Umesayim bebavli vasisa imanu nisim v'floit al hayam v'sharnuloch, because of Rashi, v'sharnuloch mi kamoicha be'elam Hashem, mi kamoicha neder b'kodesh, malchuscha ad gol yisrael, and then we say also v'ashkivenu. So in that song that we're singing to Hashem, we are mentioning, as part of the Hoidah of Moedim Anachnu Loch, we are mentioning Yitzis Mitzrayim. So if we don't say it in Vayomer, and we don't say it in Emes Emuna as well, we have a special tefillah which we insert, the Nusach of the Yerushalmi, and we saw a more extensive nusach in the Bavli, but we do mention Yitzis Mitzrayim, and therefore the Mishnah of Maskirin Yitzis Mitzrayim Balelois is not difficult on the minig of Bavel. Continues the Gemara, Masnita Pligal Rabbanon de Tamon, and again the Charedim changes the girsa, not the Tamon there, but the Hocha. In other words, as the Charedim explains, we just asked a question on the Bnei Bavel from our Mishnah of Maskirin Yitzis Mitzrayim Balelois, and now the Yerushalmi is asking a question on the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So we're not Garis de Tamon, we're Garis de Hocha. What is, which Mishnah is difficult on the Rabban and the Hocha of Eretz Yisrael? We have a Mishnah in Bavli, it's in Brachas, Daf, Yud, Gimel, Amid, Aleph, the first Mishnah of the second Perek, and in the Yerushalmi, we're going to find it on Daf Chof, Amid, Beis, it's Halacha, Gimel, where Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi explains why is Shema before Vayom Shemaya, and why is Vayom Shemaya before Vayomer, and he explains that Vayom Shemaya is Noyig Bein B'Yom Uvein B'Layla, Vayomer ain't a Noyig El B'Yom, Vayomer is only Noyig in the daytime. So this is difficult on the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, because the Bnei Eretz Yisrael say Vayomer, true in an abridged form, but they say Vayomer at night as well. So that's what the Gemara asks. Masnisa Pligal Rabbanan Dehocha, Vayomer ain't a Noyig El B'Yom, that Vayomer is only Noyig B'Yom, and according to the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael, it's Noyig B'Layla, also answers the Gemara, Kol Parshas Vayomer ain't Noyig El B'Yom. What the Mishnah means is that the entire Parshas Vayomer is only said in the day. At night we say Vayomer according to the Bnei Yisrael, but it's in an abridged version. Rav Bo Bar Acha, the Gemara relates a story. Nachas L'Tamon. Rav Bo Bar Acha, who was from Eretz Yisrael, went down there to Bavel. Chamitin he saw. What were they doing? Maschilin V'Goymrin. They started Vayomer, the third parsha, and they ended Vayomer. And Veloishmiya, and their practice was not in agreement with what we learned before. The Tamon Amrin Lo Yaschel Vayomer Vim Hiskel Goymer. Their minig was that they would not start L'chatchila Vayomer. It was only B'di'evit if they forgot and they started by accident, then they would say the whole thing. But L'chatchila, they would not start. And it seems that the minig in Bavel Lamaisa was not like we learned before, that they wouldn't start, because there they L'chatchila started and ended. So if we look in the Bavli, Yud Dalet Amid Beis, the Bavli explains their minig, because according to the Bavli, it comes out that Be'emes, the Yerushalmi, also agrees to the Bavli that once you start, you have to end. The Yerushalmi considers Vayomer when we go Daber al-Bnei Yisrael, Va'amarta aleihem, Vasulam tzitzes. So the Yerushalmi says Va'amarta aleihem, that is not a haschol. It's only when you say Va'asulam tzitzes, that's a haschol. So the Yerushalmi also agrees, if you say Va'asulam tzitzes, you get into the parsha of tzitzes, then you don't skip, then you have to do the whole thing. They just say that if you use our abridged form, Vayoyim Hashem al-Moshe al-Lemer, Daber al-Bnei Yisrael, Va'amarta aleihem, Ani Hashem al-Kech Moshe al-Tzeis, Heskam al-Tzraim, just by saying Va'amarta, that is not considered starting the parsha of tzitzes, and therefore you don't have to include tzitzes. You just mention in an abridged version, you mentioned Yitzis Mitzrayim. However, the Bavli is of the opinion that once you say the words Vamart Aleim, if you would say just Daber El Bnei Yisrael, that's not a Haschol of Parshas Tzitzes, then you wouldn't have to complete it. But once you start saying Vamart Aleim, that is considered a Haschol. And if it's considered a Haschol, you have to say the whole thing. So the Bavli, Brachas, Yudalim Mebez, explains that we begin Vayomer because that's what our brothers in Eretz Yisrael did. The brothers in Eretz Yisrael didn't consider it a Aschola. So, out of covet for our brethren in Eretz Yisrael, we begin Vayomer, and we say Vayomer Shema Moshe Lamer Daber Ebnei Yisrael Vamar Talayem, like they said. But they didn't consider it Aschola, so they could do it abridged. But we do consider it Aschola. So since we're saying it because of our brothers in Eretz Yisrael, and we do consider it as chol, therefore we have to finish the whole thing. So this explains what Rav Bo Bar Acha saw. He saw them starting l'chatchila and ending. The answer is because they were starting because of the minig of Eretz Yisrael, and once they started and said v'amar t'aleim, they had to finish the whole thing. The Yerushalmi just adds that when Rav Bo Bar Acha saw what they were doing in Bavel, he saw they were not doing like the Rabbanan of Bavel, and they weren't doing like the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael either. As he concludes his remarks and says, V'Rabbanan d'Hacha, and the Rabbanan of here, meaning Eretz Yisrael, Amrin Maskel Veina Goymer, that you start and you don't complete. So who were they being noyeg like? They weren't doing like the Rabbanan of Bavel who said, don't start. They weren't doing like the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael who said, start and do an abridged version. They were starting L'chatchil and doing the whole thing. And the answer is, as we explained before, they started like the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, and once they started L'shitasam, they had to finish the whole thing. And now the Gemara says, Boing kumi Rab Achir Rab Zeira Hei Chavavuch Noog. How was your father Noig? So the B'nai Moshe explains, Rab Zeira went up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, and that's why they asked his son, Rab Achia, how was your father Noig? Was he Noig Ovid Karabon and Dahacha? Was his minig like the Rabbanan here in Eretz Yisrael, where you could say an abridged version, Oik Rabbanan Da'asim? Or was his minig like Bavel, where he came from, where they were machmer, that you cannot say an abridged version? Once you say Vomart Aleyem, then you have to finish the whole thing. Which way was your father Noheg? And the Charedim says that the B'nai Yeshiva asked this question, and he adds, Avicha Shehaya Gadol. He was a Gadol. How is he Noyeg? Kidei She'anu Ninoy Kamaisa. Because we want a copy. We want to follow him. He was a Gadol. Let's hear what his practice was. So the Charedim speaks out that Rav Achya did not know what his father's minig was. And actually, there was a machlokas between two Talmidim of Rav Zeira. And they are Rav Chizkiya and Rav Yosef. As the Yerushalmi now brings down, Rav Chizkiya Amar K'Rabbanan D'Hacha. Rav Chizkiya said that Rav Zeira was makel like the Rabbanan here in Eretz Yisrael, that you could skip, you could say the abridged version. Rav Yosef Amar, another Talmud of Rav Zeira, said no, K'Rabbanan D'Hasam, that he was machmer like the Rabbanan in Bavel, that they didn't start, and if they started, they said the whole thing, he was machmer not to skip. Amar Rav Chanina, so Rav Chanina said, Mistavra, the Rabbi Yosef, it's Mistavra, it makes more sense that Rav Zeira was Noyeg, like Rav Yosef says, like the Rabbanan of Bavel, he was Machmer. Why? The Rav Zeira Machmer. In all halachas, whenever there's a Shiloh, we know the Rav Zeira is always Machmer. Vinun, and they, the Rabbanan of Bavel, Machmirin, they're Machmer, that you cannot make an abridged version, that you have to say the whole thing. Vehu Avin Noyeg de Kavasan. So therefore, we have to say he was Noyeg Lechumra Kavasan, like the Rabbanan of Bavel, not to make an abridged version. This is how Rav Chanina understood that Rav Zeira must have been Machmer, as Rav Yosef said in his name. The Gemara now quotes a brisa that tells us what elements have to be included in the Emes V'Yatzev Bracha that we say following Vayomer in Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. Tani, we learned in a brisa, HaKoyre Shema B'Boker, he who reads the Shema in the morning, Tzorach L'Haskir Yitzis Mitzrayim B'Emes V'Yatzev. He has to include Yitzis Mitzrayim in Emes V'Yatzev. As the Pnei Moshe tells us, in Divrei HaMaskil Tzorach L'Haskir, in the left-hand column, Mipnei She'yesh Bo Hoido Al HaChesed She'osu Im HaVisenu V'Yimanu, because the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah were nisaking this bracha, that not only are we maskir Yitzis Mitzrayim in the Parsha of Vayomer, but we now give a Shevach Vayda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We thank Hashem for the chesed that he did with our forefathers and with us, that he took us out of Mitzrayim. And we do this when we say, Mi Mitzrayim Galtanu Hashem Alekenu, that you, Hashem, have redeemed us from Mitzrayim, Umi Beis Avadim Pirisanu, and from the house of bondage of slavery, you have delivered us. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says that there's something else that needs to be included in Emes V'Yatzev. Tzorach L'Haskir Bo Malchus. He has to mention that Hashem is the Melech of the world, because the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to accept upon ourselves the oil Malchus Shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech of the world. And therefore, as the Pnei Moshe brings down, we say in Emes V'Yatzev, Malchusoy v'emunosoy la'ad kayomes, and we also say Malkeinu Melech Avoseinu. Acherim Oimrim, continues the Gemara, there are others who say Tzorach L'Haskir Bo Kriyas Yamsuf Umakas B'Chayim. We also have to mention in the Bracha of Emes V'Yatzev that Hashem split the Yam Suf, and he killed the Bechorim. These two events have to be mentioned because they represent the climax of the freedom that Klal Yisrael received. Through Makas Bechorim, Pharaoh gave permission for them to leave Mitzrayim, and through Kriyas Yam Suf, the Mitzrayim who chased Klal Yisrael all drowned. And therefore, we say in Emes V'Yatziv, Kol Becharim Harakta, all the firstborn of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you killed them. And concerning Kriyas Yam Suf, we say, V'Yam Suf Bakata, and you split the Yam Suf. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi Oimer, Tzarech Lahaskar Es Kulot, that all of these Tanoim are correct. One has to include all of them. He has to include Yitzias Mitzrayim and Emes V'Yatziv. He has to include Malchus, and he has to include Kriyas Yam Suf and Makas Bechorim. And then Rabbi Shua ben Levi adds another item. V'tzarech loimer tzur Yisrael v'goy aloi. He has to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the rock of Klal Yisrael and the one who redeems them. As the Pnei Moshe brings down, in Divrei HaMaskil tzarech lahaskar es kuloi, the reason is, as he says at the end, kidei lismach geula l'tfila, since there's an inyan to have the geula connected without any hefsek in between, the geula is connected to the beginning of Shemayna Esrei, so we have to end off with Goal Yisrael. And in Emes V'Yatziv, we also say Tzur Yisrael, Goyaleinu Hashem, so we also have the inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the rock of Klal Yisrael, and he is the redeemer of Klal Yisrael. And now we find where other Gedolim tell us what needs to be included in other parts of davening. And specifically, they are referring to Birchas HaMazon. Rav Simon, B'Shem Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, Omar, Loi Hizkir Torah Bo'eretz Machzir Nesoi. If a person does not mention Torah in the bracha, in benching concerning Hashem giving us Eretz Yisrael, this is the second bracha where we say, thank you, Hashem, our God, that you have given to our forefathers a land, Eretz Yisrael, that is chemda tayver chav, it's desirable, it's good, it's spacious. And in that bracha of Neidelecho, we include the Altar Rosh Shalimaritanu, and we thank you for the Torah that you taught us. Why is there a necessity to include Torah in the bracha of Aretz Matam? Because we have a pasuk in Tehillim which says Vayiten Lam Artzus Goyim, and the Gemara says Mivnei Ma. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the land of the Goyim? Ba'avur Yishmeru Chukov. This Soiras of Yinsoiru, the following Pasuk there in Tehillim, Perikuf Hei, Pasuk Mem Hei, states, Ba'avur Yishmeru Chukav Soiras of Yinsoiru, in order that Klal Yisrael should guard his statutes, and the Soiras of his teachings, Yinsoiru, they should observe. So we see that the purpose of going into Eretz Yisrael and possessing Eretz Yisrael was for the purpose of Torah. And that's why it has to be said in the second bracha of benching, the bracha of Noida Lecha. Rav Bo, Rav Acha b'shem Rabbi, Rav Bo, the son of Rav Acha, the name of Rabbi, says, Im lo hizkir bris ba'aretz, if he did not say the inyan of bris mila in the bracha of Aretz, oy shlo hizkir b'bainer Yerushalayim, malchus beis David, or he did not mention in the bracha of b'bainer Yerushalayim the kingdom of beis David, machzir nesai, then we make him go back. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of benching, but he has to go back to that bracha which he did not say correctly. Why is it important to say bris mila in the bracha of Aretz? Because Hashem, when he promised Avram Eretz Yisrael, he told him that I'm giving it to you and your children in the schus of bris mila. And that's why we say in Noida Lecha, the following words, V'abrischa shechasamtu v'sareinu, and we thank Hashem for the covenant, the sign of the bris, mila, that Hashem has inscribed in our flesh. And Malchus beis David, why does that have to be said in Bein Yerushalayim? Because number one, David was the one who was Mekadesh Yerushalayim, he sanctified Yerushalayim. And secondly, the rebirth of Klal Yisrael in the holy city of Yerushalayim has to come hand in hand with the rebuilding of Malchus Beis David with the coming of Mashiach Tzekenu, Mashiach Ben David. And that's why they have to be linked together. Amar Rav Ila, Im Amar Menachem Yerushalayim Yatza. If he said only the words Menachem Yerushalayim, he is also Yotze. Continues the Gemara. Now, we should just point out before we go on that although this whole last sugya began with a brisa which says, Akaras Shema Baboiker, Tzarech Lasik Yetzias Mitzrayim, Be'emes V'yatziv, really, all of these inyanim of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Malchus and Kriyas Yamsuf, Makas Bechayrim, are all stated as well at night in Emes Emunah. Why did the Gemara only mention that they are said in Emes V'yatziv? So the Meforshim explain, because at night, as we learned on this Amid, earlier in the Amid, we learned that if you don't say Vayomer, then you don't say Emes V'emunah that goes with it. And we know in Bavel, Lo Yaschel, the Shita of the Bavloim was not to say Vayomer at night. And if they didn't say Vayomer, they didn't say Emes V'emunah either. And the Gemara told us that they had to mention Maskir and Yitzis Mitzrayim Balelos, and the answer is they said Moedim Anach Malach Shetz Sonim Mitzrayim of the Sonim Beis Avodim Lahaydesh L'Shmecha. So since Emes V'emunah is not always said, therefore the Gemara didn't mention it in Emes V'emunah, but in truth, according to our minig, which is to say Vayomer at night, then in fact in Emes V'emunah we will find all the inyanim that the Gemara mentioned here concerning Emes V'yatziv. Continues the Gemara. Bar Kapora Omar. Bar Kapora said, a new inyan, Hakoyre la'Avraham Avram Oyver Basay. That if somebody today refers to Avraham as his original name of Avram, he's over an essay. What is the essay? The essay is found in Bereishis Perik Yitzayin Pasuk Hei. V'lo yikari oy de shimcha Avram, v'hoya shimcha Avraham, ki av hamoin goyim nesaticha. The word Avram means of the father of Aram, but the word Avraham means that he's a father to a multitude of peoples. So the Torah tells us, an asay, v'hoya shimcha Avram, and therefore if someone now, instead of Avraham, calls him Avram, he's over on that asay. Rab Levi Amar, not only is he over an asay, he's also over an aloysa. Because as we mentioned in the beginning of that pasuk in Bereishis, it states, V'lo yikori oyde shimcha Avram, hare b'loysase. The Torah is telling us, don't call him anymore Avram, call him Avraham. So you, on the one hand, if you call him Avram, you're over an aloysase. And on the other hand, V'hoya shimcha Avram, hare b'ase. The conclusion of the pasuk, you should call him Avraham. That's an essay if you didn't do it and you called him Avram. However, the Meforshim explain that Bar Kapora's opinion is that when the Torah said, Lo yikari es shimcha Avram, it's not a los ase, but it's a fact. You will not call him Avram. Why not? Because since I'm giving you a mitzvah of V'hoya Shimcha Avraham, that you should now be called Avraham, so automatically you will not be referred to anymore as Avraham, but it's not a lois asa according to the opinion of Bar Kapara. Hey Tivon, the B'nai Yeshiva asked a question on this statement that you're over, if you called him Avraham, you're over either on an assay and a lois assay, or according to Bar Kapora, on an assay alone, but you're over on something. But we find that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah themselves referred to him as Avraham. Hare Anshei Knesset Gedolah Karu Oisei Avraham. Why? Because what did they put into davening? They put a pasuk in Nehemiah Perik Tes, pasuk Zion, which states, Atahu Hashem Elikim, Asher Bechartu B'Avraham. You're Hashem who chose Avram. So we see that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah are referring to Avram even after his name was changed to Avraham. Answers the Gemara, Shanyehi. There it's different. Why? She'ad shehu Avram b'charta boy. As the Pnei Moshe explains, the last Pnei Moshe on the Amid, Hosam dekomesadru l'shracha derechmanu ma'adahavim akara. The Anshei Knesset Gedolah were misaking the praise of Hashem, what was in the past. Sha'ad shehu Avram bocharta boy v'samta shmoy Avraham. That we thank you, Hashem, that you chose him not just when his name was changed to Avraham to mean Av Hamoin Goyim, but you chose him even when his name was just Avram alone, the Av of Aram. You still chose him, and for that we're thanking you. So the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, quoting the Pasuk in Nehemiah, are saying that there is a Shevach that goes to Hashem for choosing him even at that time when his name was Avram. But it's not that they today are actually calling him Avram. Rather, today, of course, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah calls him Avraham, as we have in the first brach of Shmoneh Esrei, Magen Avraham.
Continues the Gemara as we turn to Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Udukavasa hakoyril sara sarai oiver basay. Are you telling me that similarly, if someone calls Sara by her original name Sarai, will he be oiver with an asay? Because the Torah tells us that Sarai ishtecha loisik kare eshma Sarai ki Sara shma. And therefore, the Gemara is asking, if you're telling me that by Avram one is over a loisase or an ase, if he refers to Avraham as Avram, would the same apply concerning Sarah if someone called her Sarai? Now, when the Gemara says here over ba'ase, it's a little difficult because the Torah actually is saying a loisase, Sarai ishtecha loisikare eshema Sarai. And when it says at the end of the pasuk, ki Sarah Shema, that is merely telling us a fact. Since her name is now Sarah, therefore one is over Eloisase if he would call Sarah Sarai. So why does the Gemara say over Base? And really, the Maram Chaviv has a different girsa. He leaves out the last two words, over Base. And his girsa in the Gemara is Udekavasa Hakare Lasara Sarai. Are you telling me that if someone calls Sara Sarai, he would be over in a loisase, according to the Maram Chaviv? Einachanami, he's not goyrus over basay. And so too, if one looks at this same sugya in Bavli Brachas, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, the lashon of the Gemara is Elamiyata Hakoyre Lasara Sarai Hachinami. Will it be the same din? And as we explained, will a person be over on a loisase? On this, the Gemara answers, "Hu nitzava ole." It's only Avram who was commanded not to call Sarah Sarai anymore. But it was not a commandment on everyone else. As the Pnei Moshe in the right-hand column in Divrei HaMaskil, who says the Pnei Moshe, "Bilvad nitzava ole." Dechsev leisikara eshema Sarai ki Sarah shema. You, Avram, should not call her name Sarai because her name is Sarah. Aval Gabei, but concerning Avraham himself, Ksiv v'lo yikori oichimcha Avram, lo yikra klal. That by Avram, it's not a tzivui on Avram or on any other one person or on Sarah. No, this is a tzivui to everyone. Lo yikori oichimcha Avram. Your name should not be called anymore Avram by anyone. And that's the difference between Sarah and Avraham. By Avraham, it was a tzivui on the whole world. By Sarah, it was only a tzivui on Avraham himself. Continues the Gemara, to Kavasa, Hakari Lisrol, Yaakov, Oiver Basay. Are you going to say the same thing by the name of Yaakov? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a name of Yisrael. Are you going to say that one would be Oiver on an Asay? As the Pasuk tells us in Bereishis Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud, Lo Yikari Shimcha Oid Yaakov Ki Yisrael Yia Shemecha. And here, the Meforshim explain, we would have a Lo Sase and an Asay. Lo Yikari Shimcha Oid Yaakov. And then, Ki Im Yisrael Yia Shemecha. Your name should be Yisrael. That would be an Asay. So, L'chaira, although the Gemara, according to our Girsa concerning Yaakov and Yisrael, only mentions the Oiver Basay, it really means to say that you'll be Oiver Loisasa and an Asay. Answers the Gemara, Sheini Nitoisiv Loi, Harishin Loi Nekar Mimenu. In the case of Yaakov and Yisrael, it's different than Avram and Avraham. By Avram and Avram, the name of Avram is not mentioned anymore, only Avram. However, by Yaakov and Yisrael, Yaakov received an additional name of Yisrael, but the name Yaakov was not removed from him. And as the Bavli, Brachas Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, explains further, since we find in Bereishis, Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Beis, where the Torah tells us, Vayomer Elokim LiYisrael B'Mari Alayla, in the night visions Hashem said to Yisrael, Vayomer, and he said to him, Yaakov, Yaakov, and Yaakov responded, Vayomer Hineini, here I am. So since we see that the Rabbeinu Shlom himself continued to call Yisrael Yaakov, so we see that the name Yaakov is not uprooted totally. It's just that Yaakov was given an additional name of Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, Evelam, and Nishtana Shmoishel Avraham, Ushmoishel Yaakov, Ushmoishel Yitzchok, like Nishtana, why do we find that Avram's name was changed to Avraham? And Yaakov was given an additional name of Yisrael, but the name of Yitzchok did not have any change whatsoever. Answers the Gemara, Elu, by Avram and Yaakov, Avoysen Koroyston Bishman. It was the fathers who gave the name. Terach gave the name of Avram, and Yitzchak gave the name of Yaakov. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom made changes. Avol Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kara Yitzchak. Baba Yitzchak, who gave him the name of Yitzchak? HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Shenemar, because Hashem told Avraham, V'karas Eshemo Yitzchak, you're going to have a son, and you should give him the name of Yitzchak. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gave the name to begin with, therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't make any more changes. And now the Gemara tells us, of all those who were given a name by Hashem before they were born, Arba Nikru Achalei Noldu, there were four who were given the name by Hashem before they were born, Ve'elohein, and these are they, Yitzchak, Vishmol, Yoshia, Ushleima. And where do we find psukim that indicate this? Yitzchak, we find a pasuk which says, V'karasa Shema Yitzchak, Yishmol, Dechsev, the pasuk says, Hashem said, V'karasa Eshema Yishmol, you should call his name Yishmol. Yoshia, we find the pasuk, Hine ben noy little base David, a child will be born to the house of David, Yoshia Shemai, his name is Yoshio. And Shlaima, we find the pasuk, Yishlaima Yishmai, that his name should be Shlaima. Continues the Gemara, Ad kidoim b'tzadikim. This only applies to tzadikim. Avol b'rishoyim, but concerning Rishoyim, Zayru Rishoyim e'rechem. The Rishoyim are estranged from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the womb, from birth, and therefore it is not appropriate that the Rabbeinu Shalom should give the name of the Rishoyim before they were born. He only does that by tzaddikim. We have to explain, one of the four people who received his name from Hashem before he was born was Yishmol. How does the Gemara say that Yishmol is one of the tzaddikim who received his name before he was born? The Pnei Moshe in Divrei HaMaskal Adkan B'Tzaddikim in the first short line addresses this question, and he says, V'Yishmol T'chilasoi Tzaddik. The beginning of Yishmol was a tzaddik, Kiddushinin, as we find in Medrash Rabbah, from the Pasuk, Basher Husham, that the Rabbeinu Shalom said, we cannot kill Yishmol as he is now. Einechanami, later, he's going to do terrible things to call Yisrael. He's going to become a Rasha, but as he is now, he's a tzaddik. So we see the beginning of Yishmol was a tzaddik. V'chein amrinin, and so we find in the Bavli and Gemara and Bava Basra of Tezayin and Mabez, she'asa tshuva b'sayf yamav, that Yishmol at the end of his life did tshuva, and therefore, since his beginning and his end was a tzaddik, even though in the middle he was a Rasha, the Chazal consider him a tzaddik, and therefore it is appropriate that Hashem should give him his name before he was born. The Gemara now goes back to the machlokes that we had in the Mishnah between Ben Zoyma and the Chachamim, and we will explain it according to the Bir Hagra, that the machlokes Ben Zoyma and the Chachamim, when Kriya Shema is said, is dependent on the meaning of the word Kol Yemei Chayecha. Ben Zoyma says that Kol means the whole day, which means you don't only say Yetzias Mitzrayim in the daytime, you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole day, even at night. And the Chachamim are of the opinion that Kol Yemei Chayecha refers to every day, not only in Olam Hazeh, but as we find here in the Mishnah in the Yerushalmi, in Olam Abo as well. Or the way we have it in the Haggadah, it refers to Yemais HaMashiach, every day. And now the Gemara is quoting a brisa where Ben Zoma defends his pshat that Leman Tisker Es Yom Tseischem Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yomei Chayecha, to mean the whole day, even at night, and not referring to Yomais HaMashiach. Ben Zayma Oimer begins the Brisa, Asidin Hein Yisrael Shalei Lahaski Yitzis Mitzrayim Lasid Lavoi. In the future, Klal Yisrael will not mention Yitzis Mitzrayim. Umatam, what is the basis for making such a statement? Because we have a pasuk, Lechein Hine Yomim Boim, Num Hashem, days will come, says Hashem, Lo Yomer Oit Chai Hashem Asher Helis Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It will no longer be said, life to Hashem who has brought the Bnei Yisrael out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Kiim Chai Hashem Asher Hela V'Asher Hevi Azera Beis Yisrael Me'eretz Sofen. But rather, we will give praise to Hashem for having brought us forth from the land of the north, from Golus. The way Ben Zoyim understands this pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perich of Gimel, pasuk Zayin, that it's referring to Yemois HaMashiach, that at that time we will no longer remember that Hashem took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim, and therefore Kol Yemei Chayecha must mean the whole day, including the night, and not like the Chachamim say every day, including Yemois HaMashiach. What do the Rabbanan respond to Ben Zayma? Amru Loi, they said to Ben Zayma, you didn't learn the right shot in the Pasuk. Loi Shia Akka Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Pasuk is not trying to say that Yitzis Mitzrayim will be uprooted, that we won't mention Yitzis Mitzrayim at all. We won't remember Yitzis Mitzrayim La'asad Lava. We will remember Mitzrayim. Ella, Mitzrayim Musav Al Hamalchiyos. Mitzrayim will become additional to the praise that we will give Hashem for saving us from the kingdoms. The Marshon in Brachas, Yud Beis and Mebeis, says that this refers to the Golus that we're in now, Golus Edoy. Malchius Iker, the main praise that we will give to Hashem is for saving us from Golus Edom. Umitzrayim Tvela, and we will remember Mitzrayim, but in a secondary manner. It will be Tufel, it will be secondary, subservient to the main praise of Hashem, which will be for the Geula from Golus Edom. V'cheinu Omer, where do we find a similar concept that although it says Lo Yomer, it doesn't mean totally that we will not remember Hashem for Mitzrayim, but rather it means that Mitzrayim will become Tafel. We find a similar thing by Yaakov and Yisrael, which we mentioned in the Gemara earlier on this Amud. V'cheinu Omer Lo Yikar Shimcha Yit Yaakov Ki Yisrael Yishemecha. And we showed that Yaakov's name was not uprooted, because Hashem, even after he gave him the name of Yisrael, referred to Yisrael as Yaakov. Amru, they said, Lo Yishyakar Shem Yaakov. It's not that Yaakov's name is uprooted. Ela Yaakov Musaf al Yisrael. The name of Yaakov is in addition to that of Yisrael. Yisrael Iker, the main name of Yaakov will be Yisrael, Bava Yaakov Tafel. Yaakov is not uprooted. It's secondary to Yisrael, but it's still here. So the Rabbanan say that we will have Yitzis Mitzrayim La'asad Lavoi, even in the Yemois HaMashiach. V'cheinu Omer, where do we find the same idea? We find this in a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Gimel, pasuk Yudches. Al Tiskeru Rishaynos. Yeshaya says, you will not recall the earlier ones, the first ones, Elu HaMitzrim. V'kadmoinius al tizbaynenu, and you will not contemplate the earlier ones, Elu HaMalchius. This refers to the kingdoms. Now here, the Malchius is different than what we had before in the Gemara. Before Malchius, we said from the Marsha in Brachas, refers to Golus Adem. Here, it means the Goliyos that came after Mitzrayim, which refers to Bavel, Modai, and Yavan. You're not going to contemplate Hashem's Geula from those Goliyos. Hineni Oisech Hadash, I'm going to do a new nest, Ata Tzitzmach, it's going to sprout now. Zu shel goy, this will be the geula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the epic battle before Yemais HaMashiach of Milchemes Goyg u'Magoy. Mashloi mashal ma David Amar, what can this be compared to? Le'echad, to one, Shai Yemahalach Baderech, who was going on the way, u'pago boy Zev, and a wolf met up with him and attacked him. V'nitzami men, he was saved from the wolf. Hischa Masaper Masei HaZev. So everyone he came in contact with, he began to relate the story that had happened of how he was saved from the Ze'ev. Ba'achach pagu b'ari. But then he was going further on the way, and he met up with a lion. V'nitzel miyadi, he was saved from the lion. Shachach masa azev. He forgot what had happened to him concerning the wolf. V'hischel misaper masa ari. He began to relate the story of the lion, how he was saved from the lion. Ba'achach pagu b'nachash. Then he was met up with by a snake. V'nitzel miyadi, he was saved from the nachash. Shachach masa shneim. He forgot what had happened to him with the zev. He forgot what had happened to him with the ari. V'hischel misaper masa anachash. And he began to relate only the story of the Nachash. Kach, Hoy Yisrael, so it is with Klal Yisrael. Hatzaras Ha'achroinais, the last Tzaras, Meshachchoyz Asherushoinais, caused Klal Yisrael to forget the earlier ones. The Yefe Mara explains that although the simple pshat, the simple reading of this pasuk in Yeshaya, the pasuk of Altisker Rishonis and the Kadmonius Altisboinenu would seem to say that you're not going to remember Mitzrayim, the Rishonis, or the Malchius, which are following the Rishonis, it seems. Altisboinenu, Altisker, you're not going to remember them at all. And even in the Moshel with the Ze'ev, the Ari, and the Nachash, when he met up with the Ari, it says, Shachach Masazev. He forgot the Masazev. When he met up with the Nachash, it says, Shachach Masashneim. He forgot both of them. So the simple pshat in the Pasuk and the simple understanding of the Moshel would seem to indicate, like Ben Zoyma, that the later one caused him to totally forget the earlier one. And so Ben Zoyma seems to be correct, that in Yemaisa Mashiach, where we're only going to remember the Hatzola from Melchemes Goygu Magoyg, the Geula from Golus Edom, we're going to totally forget the Rishonios and the Kadmonios. We're going to forget Mitzrayim and Bavel and Madai and Yavon. We're going to remember the Nachash, we're going to forget the Zev and Ari. However, the Yefe Mara explains, and so we find clearly in the Tosefta and the Mechilta that this Mashal and the understanding of the Chachamim of the Pasuk in Yeshaya is to answer what Ben Zoyma was saying. And they are learning Pshat in the Pasuk. And that's the meaning of the Mashal, that when it says he forgot the Maisa HaZev, or he forgot the Zev and the Ari, it doesn't mean totally forgetting. It doesn't mean totally not remembering the Rishonis and not contemplating 100% on the Kadmonios, but rather it means it becomes secondary. Not that it becomes so insignificant that there is nothing to thank Hashem for Mitzrayim or for the Geula from the Malchius, but rather we will have so much gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Geula from Golus Edom, it will be so much greater our Shevach. In that sense, it is as if we would forget the Rishonis. But in actuality, we're still going to thank Hashem for the Rishonis, for the Kadmonios. The man would still mention to people that he was saved from the Zev and the Ari, but just in comparison to the Nachash, it is as if he would forget the Zev and the Ari. In comparison to the Geula from Golus Edom, it's as if we had forgotten Mitzrayim and the Malchius. But in fact, we're not forgetting. In fact, we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, La'asid Lavoi. We do have Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we even have more Shevach for the Geula from Edom. So learns the Yefei Mare Pshat in the Pasuk and in the Mashal that the Gemara is telling us here. We would just like to end off with a beautiful pshat that I saw this Pesach in the new Agada from Meiri V'Rebbe, Hagoyin Rav Boruch Sirotzkin Zitzal, the Rosh HaYeshiva in Telz in Cleveland. And he says that the Chayr, we have to understand the Mashal here. If someone was saved from a lion, that is a bigger Hatzala than from a snake. A lion is a much more ferocious predator than a snake. So why, when the person was saved from the snake, did that overshadow his being saved from the Ari? And Rav Boruch Zitzal gives a beautiful pshat. Chazal tell us that Lo'asid Lavoi, all the animals will come to the Nachash and say to him, we, when we killed, we had Hanoah when we killed. When we killed animals, when we killed humans, we devoured them. We had hanah from it. But you, your food is from the ground. You don't have hanah. What hanah did you have when you killed people and animals? And the answer is, there is no hanah to the snake. But the snake kills because of what the pasuk tells us in Bereishis, ve'eva oshis beincha uveino isha uvein zaracha uvein zara, that there is an enmity, there is a hatred between the snake and humanity, and therefore the snake will kill although he has no pleasure. The snake kills only because of his ferocious hatred for mankind. And so it is in the Golus Edom. The hatred that our enemies will show us will be irrational. It makes no sense. There is no pleasure that they gain from it. It is like the snake. It is murder. It is the final solution of the Jewish people. It is lahashmid laharig la'abed es kol ha'yehudim, purely out of anti-Semitism, out of hatred for Klal Yisrael, without any rationale, without any seichel, and in that sense, getting saved from a nachash, from a snake, la'asid lavoi, when we will get saved from Golus Edom, in that sense, says Rabar Sorotskin, we will indeed forget, we will not give as much hoidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yitzis Mitzrayim, for saving from Bavel and Modai and Yavan, as much as we will from being saved from Golus Edom, because the hatred they showed to us was the hatred of the Nachash, and from that ferocious hatred, the Rabbeinu Shalom, Be'ezrus Hashem, B'mher V'yameinu, will save us through the Geula Shalema. Hadron Allah Me'emasai, Hadron Allah Me'emasai, Hadron Allah Me'emasai, B'siyata D'shmaya, we have finished the first perek of Brachas Yerushalmi, and in the next shir, B'siyata D'shmaya, we will begin the perek of Hoya Koyrei Batayra.